W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
app. I'm Marina Roy. 90 million Americans are under heat warnings and advisories. Parts of Arizona could top 110 degrees for the 18th straight day.
Well, here in Phoenix, we are definitely used to this extreme heat. We are not used to experiencing 110 plus degree days this many days in a row, and that is what is making things just so unbearable.
ABC's Jamie Warren. Cleanup underway after this weekend's storms and flooding across the Northeast. Kelly Canfield's home in New Jersey is buried under up to 8 feet of dirt.
We lost vehicles. The basement's flooded. Now the second story is starting to, like, the rug is starting to get wet and everything.
5 people are dead and 2 are missing in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Police investigating the Gilgo Beach killing searched a storage facility on Long Island, New York. Suspect Rex Huerman accused of killing at least 3 of the 10 victims. The FDA has approved a vaccine-like RSV shot that may protect infants. This is ABC News. A mystery in Alabama. A woman vanished Thursday after she told her family she stopped to help a toddler along the interstate. She's now home, but there are questions about what happened in the hours she was missing.
Family and investigators scrambling to find out what happened to Carly Russell, who mysteriously returned home after vanishing from the side of an interstate in Alabama. The family relieved after welcoming her home from the hospital Sunday, writing on social media, "We are so grateful to each of you for all the acts of kindness, generosity, and compassion you've shown. Our baby is safe. We do want to ask for privacy at this time to allow us to just love on our daughter and each other with our close family and friends."
ABC's Janae Norman. A still experimental drug showed a promising ability to slow cognitive decline in early Alzheimer's patients. Donanemab works similarly to Leqembi, which is already approved but appears to have more side effects. Both drugs are made by Eli Lilly. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. Authorities have apprehended a Shawano County fugitive. Civic Media's Brittany Merlot has more.
Sean D. Clark was arrested off of County Highway D and County Highway 00 on private property in a secret fort made out of tree branches in the town of Norrie on Friday. Clark was wanted in Shawano County on an active felony warrant issued by the Department of Corrections for a sex offender registration violation. After he was taken in, further investigation led to possession of a firearm, resisting arrest, possession of drugs, paraphernalia, and a felon in possession of a concealed knife.
Apparently, we're not trying hard enough because there were no winners once again in Saturday's Powerball drawing. The jackpot for tonight's drawing has grown to $900 million, which is the third biggest of all time. Don't even think about it. I've already got it spent. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And before we do, we have some good news. We have some good news, some baseball tickets to give away. This weekend, the Brew Crew just had an outstanding series against the Reds. They're hot as a pistol. They are going to be hosting the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves, the Peach State, this weekend. We have tickets to the Friday game. First pitch, 7:10 p.m. It's Friday. It's Friday in Milwaukee against the Atlanta Braves. Brew Crew are hot. These seats are really among the best in the house. I mean, you will see that fastball coming right down the pipe. There are no better seats in the house to watch this game. And remember something else. You can always listen on Civic Media to Brewer games live in the Fox Valley, and of course on your computer you can listen to Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, and also you can listen in the Richland Center area or on your computer to WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, 107 FM and 1450 AM. Richland Center, the home of my good friend Todd Albo, a great host of Civic Media, has the Todd Albo Show from 1 to 3 p.m. every day. Really worth listening to. It's excellent. All you're going to do is call into our station. Call into the number I gave you. Call into the number for the tickets, 844-967-2789. Talk to Calvin. Calvin will take care of it. It's going to be... You know, the Brewers have what it takes. They'll get into the playoffs, has what it takes to go deep, maybe go all the way. I remember 1982 when they were in the World Series. And they were ahead 3-2. And I listened to the sixth game. I was out on business out east somewhere. Sixth game, and they lost it. And then they lost the seventh game. But I'll tell you what, Harvey's Wallbangers, that was a great team. It's about time we did it again. Okay, we are going to history in the making. And I'll tell you an event that occurred, and it concerns me because it's a pattern of Donald Trump spreading violence by invoking the suggestion of it, but leaving no fingerprints. Here's what he's done. I've told you in the past, he suggested that Hillary Clinton be taken care of by the Second Amendment people. Then when the Secret Service talked to him, he lied and he said, I just meant they should vote. Well, baloney, baloney. Said her bodyguard should be disarmed. He implies violence to leave no fingerprints. He implies violence to leave no fingerprints, culminated in the January 6th insurrection. And he implied it. He implied it. You know, you're not going to have a country if you don't do something, blah, blah, blah. Well, here's what he's done just recently, just now, actually. Hunter Biden's lawyers had to send a cease and desist letter to Trump's lawyers. To Trump's lawyers, because Trump had threatened, had lied about Hunter Biden, but had threatened violence against Hunter Biden. And here's what he said. The cease and desist letter said that what Trump has said about Hunter Biden can lead to his or his family's physical injury. The cease and desist letter says Trump's statements are a thinly veiled call to action to his easy-to-trigger followers. What they were talking about was that on social media, on Trump's social media, Truth Social, he attacked David Weiss, the prosecutor, the investigator of Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, of course, pled to a misdemeanor of reporting his taxes late, paying them late, and also of buying a gun when he was addicted to drugs, which you can't do. But he attacked Hunter Biden and David Weiss, and he says that, quote, this is Trump, David Weiss, quote, issued a traffic ticket instead of a death sentence to Biden. Issued a traffic ticket instead of a death sentence to Biden. Now let's break that down. What happens to other people who pay their taxes late? Roger Stone paid several million late, and he simply had a civil action against him where he had to pay interest. Hunter Biden, it was, I think, a couple of hundred thousand late, and he got a criminal misdemeanor conviction. He bought a gun, and he had been taking narcotics. That happens quite a bit, sadly. Sadly. And he got another criminal conviction for that. Hardly anybody else does, unless they use the gun in a bad way, and Hunter Biden did not do that. But Trump is suggesting a death sentence. That is a call to arms to his disturbed followers to do something. On True Social, remember just recently, he published the Obama address of their home. And a man went to that address. He went to that address with a van full of guns, van full of knives. And of course, he has Obama's Secret Service protection. They arrested the guy, and he has now been charged with a felony. This has got to stop. Trump has attacked the judge in New York and his wife and his daughter on that 30-plus indictment for fraud. He's attacked the DA in New York and his family. He's attacked Jack Smith and his wife, who brought the Mar-a-Lago, indictments. If anybody else attacked judges and prosecutors, they would be criminally charged. What Trump thinks he's a master at is leaving no fingerprints. If he came out and said somebody should kill the judge in New York, that's a felony. He would be charged with that. If he came out and said, I think the Biden family should be killed, that is a real felony. He would be charged with that. But he uses oblique terms like death sentence. or I could understand if somebody, that kind of thing. And of course, under the First Amendment, you want to not rein in strictly any kind of speech. But you have a man in bad faith here. Donald Trump is in bad faith. He threatens violence, and it's not on little cat's feet. And he is leaving fingerprints. And a man with a van full of guns did show up at Obama's house. And January 6th, five people got killed. And a cop almost got, Fanone, almost got trampled to death and silly begged for his life because he said he had four daughters. And nothing's happened to Trump. The introduction of violence in American politics should have ended, did end momentarily, with the Civil War. There was plenty of violence then. There was a South Carolina congressman. In those days, he was a Democrat because he was, you know, pro-slavery, and the parties have completely flipped, obviously. And he didn't like a speech that Charles Sumner of Massachusetts, a liberal Republican abolitionist, had given the Senate. And he went up with a leaded cane with a leaded head to it, and almost beat Sumner to death. Sumner was sitting in his seat, and he couldn't get up. You know, they're sort of trapped in like the old school seats. Hit him on the head and beat the hell out of him. And it was stuff like that that were contributing factors to the Civil War. Obviously, not just that. Not just that. Publication of the novel Uncle Tom's Cabin and the Dred Scott decision and the spread of slavery, the threat of it out west in the Kansas-Nebraska Act. But people had enough. Trump is a violent individual, but he's chicken. He's a chicken hawk. He was a chicken hawk during Vietnam when better men than he went to Vietnam, and he hung around the clubs in New York to hustle their girlfriends. This is the kind of stuff he does. And now, you know, death sentence. You're not, you got to fight or you're not going to have a country. The judge's wife and daughter in New York, Jack Smith, this is the kind of stuff that he's doing. Nobody in the Republican Party is saying anything about this. Nobody tells him to shut up. Kevin McCarthy is afraid of him. Moscow Mitch is afraid of him. Mainstream Republicans are afraid of him. This is a Frankenstein, an Hitlerian Frankenstein. And we can't continue that way. We're going to go to the lines quickly. Mark from the SAC, my friend, a few minutes before the break. Thanks for calling us in your mind today, Mark.
Yeah, well, he's not just he's a Frankenstein's monster, to be more precise. And what he's doing the equivalent of created by the Republican Party and their cowardice and confronting this guy all along. I mean, that the guy is essentially showing fire in a crowded theater and giving in code, you know, language that right. He can kind of escape on, and as you've been saying. And the fact of the matter is we know that what the code is. We know what he's saying, and something should be done about it. The man is a clear and present danger, not to the United States and to people, certain people that he has decided are his enemies, and it shouldn't be tolerated anymore. I mean, here's a guy that betrayed his oath to the Constitution of the United States, and the reticence on the part of prosecutors to go after all his allies that tried to participate in the insurrection and the Green Bay sweep is what is emboldening them, because now they're flapping their mouths, and they wouldn't be doing that if they would have had their ears pinned back last year. I mean, that we knew what they did, and rather this reticence right. to go after them for some reason is what I do not understand. Is that these guys...
No, Mark, thank you very much. Great call, as always, from you. I got to go to a break, but Mark just accurately pointed out Dr. Frankenstein was the creator of the monster, but we say Frankenstein. Thank you, Mark. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 55. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 78. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows around 60. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Low 80s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. Storms continue. Once again, lows level off around 55 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 72.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. We're going to take you in order. Do not hang up. I see all of you. Do not hang up. I'll take you in order. We're going to start with Nick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Nick?
I hate to drag out the Frankenstein connection, but actually, if you watch the 1931 version and then the next one, the Bride of Frankenstein, you see that actually the monster was actually a pretty good guy who got screwed with. Like Igor tried to burn him. He stopped at the blind guy's house and was really enjoying the music and was peaceful. And then when he threw that little girl in the pond, it's because they ran out of little flower petals to throw. He wasn't being mean. So anyway, Trump has never shown a soul. I mean, anything like they displayed the Frankenstein's monster in two movies. He's way worse than the Frankenstein's monster. Way worse.
Great call, Nick. Thank you very much. Probably deeper into Frankenstein lore than I'd given much thought to, but I'm very, very glad to hear somebody that's as expert as you. Appreciate your call. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Gene?
Hi. I'm calling today because I have a really big concern. I just want to run it by you because, as you know, I pay really close attention to what's going on. And one of the things that we have not had is justice in our country for what Trump and his associates have done, because Trump never would have been able to do what he did if he was not empowered by the Republicans who were in office, who never said a thing and stood by. They're not afraid of him. They're aiding and abetting. In our current political environment today, I'm really concerned about the new group called No Labels. To me, No Labels in this environment, not work through the people or by the people, coming out with an agenda or a presidential candidate, No Labels to me equals no accountability. This is a heaven on earth for millionaires, billionaires, and oligarchs. This has not been put together as a political party by the people, for the people, by the voters. And some of these people that are involved in this are trying to say, oh, we want to stop the hatred. We want to work together. You don't work together, and you cannot work with criminals. So people need to wake up when they hear this. And then this this other one, Moms for Liberty. When you hear the word Somebody for Liberty, get those red flags flying. These mamas are not for liberty. They're for taking liberty from your children. So I just had those two comments today, Matt. Thank you so much for your wonderful show. I really appreciate it. But I hope people pay attention because these are really big concerns. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Jane. Excellent call as always. You know, you should be a fortune teller because No Labels is the title of our next segment. So I'm going to wait till after the break, take another call and get to that because there's a lot of factual issues I want to get deeper into based on what you said. On the Moms for Liberty, I think you're right. In other words, everybody comes up with some Orwellian thing. If you read George Orwell's 1984, the novel, hate is love. In other words, the Republicans are masters. When they want to destroy the Voting Rights Act, they call it the Election Integrity Act, you know, the changes to destroy the Voting Rights Act. They always put a George Orwell spin on this thing. And right after the Second World War, George Orwell was very anti-fascist, anti-communist, anti-Nazi, anti-Stalin. And if you've never read 1984, it's called, you really want to. A lot of people read it starting in high school, but I'll tell you what, that is what the Republican Party does with the nomenclature right now. We're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from my day, Wisco Paul. Do not hang up. I see everybody else. I'll get you right away. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'll make this quick. Everything Jeannie said, awesome call, as always, from Jeannie. And the Republican Party should have moved on from Trump a long time ago and nobody standing up against him or saying anything since January 6th makes them liable for everything this man has done. And he's cost the Wisconsin taxpayers a lot of money. So thanks, Jeannie. Bye.
Thank you, Paul. Excellent call. Vicki of Burlington, my friend. Thanks for calling. Vicki, what's in your mind today?
Hello, Matt. You know, thank you for taking my call. And I'll tell you this. I'm a Black woman from Burlington. I'm not sure if anyone knows this, but the one thing I want to say first is props to Jeannie, as always. But secondly, I'm going to just fess up. Like, my community, the Black community, is very much still so anti-LGBTQ. You know, I'm kind of embarrassed to say it because, you know, as a person who grew up, well, not me, but my grandparents and great-grandparents grew up with discrimination. To discriminate against a group of people, it took me years to realize this is wrong. And so whether or not me nor my community would ever, it's not right. And so what I would encourage anyone of any class, including white men, because you apparently are now a protected class, think about how they felt, how they feel, what they do. Like, I would never do it. And so I appreciate Devils because you really made me wake up to some of my own community's biases. And I'm going to talk to them, and I continue to do it because you cannot discriminate against the people when you have been discriminated against yourself. And so let's not be closed-minded, Black people. Let's think about this in a deeper way. So that's what I wanted to tell you, Matt. And thank you. Yeah, thank you for your show.
Yeah, Vicki, thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. And what you're giving is a very strong anti-discrimination message. In other words, whatever we call it the immutable characteristics, the unchangeable characteristics of people. It's wrong to discriminate. And I think it's very important. You're from Burlington. That's a more conservative area. It's very important to hear that message from you. Thank you for calling. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy.
90 million Americans are under heat warnings and advisories. Parts of Arizona could top 110 degrees for the 18th straight day.
Well, here in Phoenix, we are definitely used to this extreme heat. We are not used to experiencing 110 plus degree days this many days in a row, and that is what is making things just so unbearable.
ABC's Jamie Warren. Cleanup underway after this weekend's storms and flooding across the Northeast. Kelly Canfield's home in New Jersey is buried under up to 8 feet of dirt.
We lost vehicles. The basement's flooded. Now the second story is starting to, like, the rug is starting to get wet and everything.
Five people are dead and two are missing in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Police investigating the Gilgo Beach killing searched a storage facility on Long Island, New York. Suspect Rex Huerman accused of killing at least three of the 10 victims. The FDA has approved a vaccine-like RSV shot that may protect infants. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Police have a man in custody for a stabbing in Manitowoc. Manitowoc police responded to a call a little after 2 a.m. Sunday morning that a man was bleeding on the 800 block of Buffalo Street. Police performed life-saving measures until EMTs arrived. The victim was taken to a hospital and is in stable condition. The suspect was identified and arrested, but the investigation is still in progress. Green Bay and Brown County SWAT teams partnered to make a major drug bust on Friday. Authorities took several people into custody after executing a search warrant on the 800 block of Baird Street on the city's east side. The owner of the property is 65-year-old James Priestler, known internationally as Uncle Fester. He is now in custody and faces multiple felony drug charges. Priestler is an amateur chemist who has a history of distributing narcotics and has even written and published books about making illegal drugs. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about no labels. That's an issue that Gina Beauclair brought up, and it's something that is important to talk about. No Labels is a group that says it is nonpartisan. No Labels is a group that says we want to get rid of the extremes of both parties and go right down the center. In fact, No Labels serves the interests of the Republican Party. And let me give you an example. There's a No Labels fellow named Cunningham is the new chair of the national effort. They are working to receive ballot access in Wisconsin. In other words, get on the ballot. You can't just, like you or I can't just go say, all right, I want the, you know, the Wisco Paul party or the Gina Beauclair party, the Matt Flynn party, and I want to be on the ballot. No. You got to do a lot of things. You have to show a lot of support, some signatures, a lot of other things. It's a lot of work. Well, they are working to get on the ballots in just under half the states by December 31st. That's what their goal is. They're basically a moderate Republican group, but here's the problem. They are going to hurt the Democrats in Senate races and in the presidential race in 2024, not the Republican Party. There are two people that they are floating as a ticket. Joe Manchin, he's a Democrat of West Virginia, a very conservative Democrat, and John Huntsman. John Huntsman is a Republican from Utah, former governor. And they, today, I believe, are heading up, they're headlining a No Labels event in New Hampshire. Now, here's the problem. Manchin is a Democrat, but he wouldn't go along with restoring the Voting Rights Act, H.R. 1 and S.B. 1, which would have gotten rid of gerrymandering and stopped a lot of the things that the Supreme Court and the Congress are doing now that the Republicans have the House. He voted with Biden, I think, 83% of the time, but a lot of that stuff is no-brainers. Things like the infrastructure, hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure. And Huntsman's a Republican. If they are on the ballot as a presidential ticket, my concern is that they will bleed off people who would normally vote for the Democratic ticket. And if they are on the ballot in Senate races, they are going to bleed off Democratic votes. In 1992, remember, Ross Perot ran for president. George H.W. Bush was running for re-election. Bill Clinton was running against him. Initially in the polls, Clinton was in third place. No one knew Clinton. Clinton was one of the best presidents we had in the 20th century. Ross Perot got 19% of the vote. I personally think that he drew equally from Clinton and George H.W. Bush, but a lot of people say that what he did is he cost George H.W. Bush that election. When you have an incumbent president, he picks up a lot of enemies. People are angry for anything they don't like, whether it's his fault or not, and they don't give him very much credit for things they do like. So Joe Biden, the concern is, if Donald Trump and Joe Biden are the nominees, and there's no way that Donald Trump should be the nominee, but what if he is? And these clowns, Joe Manchin and John Huntsman, bleed off votes from Joe Biden. It could put Trump in the White House. Trump is on the take from the Russians. He's betrayed us to the Russians. Trump has betrayed us to Saudi Arabia for money. Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, got $2 billion with a B from them, even though his father-in-law was no longer be present. Why did they do that? You think they liked Jared Kushner? The Saudi Arabians buy things with money. They don't give it to people they like. So you may ask, how is Jared Kushner going to make money if he's just investing it? Well, he's not going to just invest it. When you have a fund, venture capital fund like that, the typical fee is you get 2% a year of all assets, even if you screw up and do a bad job. 2% of $2 billion is $40 million. Jared Kushner and Ivanka are being paid $40 million a year for the foreseeable future by Saudi Arabia. Donald Trump, in return, one of the things in return is to pave the way and be the supreme advocate for the Saudi Arabian takeover of professional golf in the United States. The Saudi Arabians want to launder their image. It's called sports washing. Sports washing. Vladimir Putin wants Trump in as president because he has funded, and when I say he, autocrats over there who answer to Putin has funded Donald Trump and his businesses for more than 20 years. Eric Trump disclosed that. The Trumps are on the take. And why these clowns in No Labels think that it's a good idea to put up Joe Manchin and John Huntsman as sacrificial lambs, and arguably they could do it in the Senate race here in Wisconsin and elsewhere, knowing they're not going to win, knowing they aren't contributing anything intellectually to this race, anything constructive, but just costing the Democrats and putting Trump and Republicans back into office, I've got to say, it's because they want Trump back into office. Go to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jack, what's in your mind today?
Well, I didn't get in the beginning of the program, but I assume that you mentioned that this is all being funded by these right-wing billionaires, and they really do want to get Trump back in so that they can just keep total control over the government. The Republican Party has also, I think it is, that they put out some kind of a platform that basically says that they want to increase the power of the presidency. And when you look at the different things like basically being able to overturn regulations, ignore recommendations of major agencies, and do his own thing, stuff like that. These guys are after a dictatorship, and it is the Republican Party essentially that is behind this whole thing, with the extremist billionaires that are financing. This is the most dangerous thing I've seen for our democracy in decades.
Excellent point. No, and you are absolutely right. I mean, if you think that Harlan Crow is giving a lot of money to Clarence Thomas because he likes Clarence Thomas, you're wrong. And if you think that these people are buying Gorsuch's crummy fishing cabin for an exorbitant amount in Colorado just because they like him, you're wrong. And if you think that they are paying John Roberts' wife $10 million for calling people up saying, hire good lawyers, you're wrong. That's exactly what's going on. And not only that, what do they think these No Labels people are going to, what do they think they're going to accomplish by putting up sacrificial lambs like Joe Manchin, John Huntsman? Who heard of John Huntsman? I've heard of John Huntsman, but not a lot of people have heard of John Huntsman. You think folks are going to vote for him? You think some folks are going to vote for him? Enough will, I'll tell you what, when Hillary Clinton lost, I'll give you an example. She lost to Trump in 2016. She lost Michigan by something like 10,000 votes. But the Green Party, that third party candidate, got something like 30 or 40,000 votes. This is what is happening right now. And Jack of Merrimack is exactly right. Exactly right. And let me extend it a little further. You know, I have talked about fascism creeping in on little cat's feet. Well, it's creeping in on more than little cat's feet. I'm going to go to the lines, and I'm going to follow up on this subject. Jack, thanks, as always, for calling in. Jonathan of La Crosse, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jonathan?
I'm sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Hunter wrote in 2017... according to testimony released recently. And you folks are projecting. That's what you're doing.
It'd be difficult. It'd be an understatement to say I have no idea what you just said or what you're talking about. But you're there with your father, and something was promised in 2017. You know who was president in 2017. That was Donald Trump. And frankly, Jonathan, I do not know at all the subject of your call. What I would suggest you do is text it to the number, or call back that number, and Calvin will talk to you, and he'll let me know your point, and then I will respond. Thank you. Dick of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Dick? Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
You know, somebody else that was advocating this, maybe it's already been brought up, it's Joe Lieberman, and I can't stand the guy anymore. I never was too crazy about him, but it's pretty ironic, don't you think, too, being that he would have been vice president with Al Gore had we not had a third-party candidate in 2000. And now he advocates for such a craziness. Then you got that crackpot, RFK Jr. in the mix, too. It's scary stuff.
Well, here's the deal. RFK Jr., and this is a very painful thing for me personally, I am a huge, huge fan of the Kennedy family. In 1968, I was in college in Connecticut, and we campaigned for Bobby Kennedy. I thought the world of him. And Joe Biden has a bust of Bobby Kennedy on the desk right behind him. This guy, Robert Kennedy Jr., is a fraud. He's playing off that name. It's a wonderful name, and he sort of looks like his father, too. But he's a Republican, and basically, he's a right-wing nut, is what he is. He's a right-wing nut, but yeah, he'll bleed votes. And let me tell you something else. In the year 2000, when George W. Bush won, that was a disaster for this country, a disaster. I'll tell you what, Al Gore, I know Al Gore. I was an Al Gore supporter in 1988, the first time he ran for president. Nobody remembers that anymore. Good man. Excellent man. Would have been a great president. John of Watertown, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, John?
Yes, Matt. You were mentioning before about the No Labels Party running Joe Manchin in 2024. If he did that, I wouldn't blame Joe Biden if he convinced Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney to run as independents to pull some votes from Trump. pull some votes from the Republican. Is that a possibility?
Well, you know, that's very, very clever. I think you should call the White House, leave that message. Here's the deal. I mean, at some point when you do, you know, all of this kind of stuff building up, let's talk real. The next president will be a Republican or a Democrat. I think it's going to be Joe Biden. We have a minute before the break. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, if you can get into a minute, otherwise hang on. I'll get to you after the break. What's on your mind today?
As far as the election, you know, to understand the ridiculous Republicans, you got to listen to them. So for the last number of months, I listened to Buck and Clay show. They replaced Rush Limbaugh. If you want entertainment, listen to these guys, because they worried about the seven dwarfs now being only one. That was the topic of discussion at the top. You know, you can't make this stuff up. But here's something they said that actually blew me away. I almost called them to say, what did you say? They don't think the Republicans got much of a chance in 2024. Wow. And they said Trump is self-destructive because he's going to, you know, he's going to carry the majority, but then they're going to go down with the Titanic.
Bill, I got to go to a break, but please hang on. Please hang on, and Calvin will put you through it afterwards. I want to hear the rest of this. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 55. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 78 tomorrow. A blend of clouds and sun. Lows dip down to about 60. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Low 80s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. Storms continue. Another look at the short range, 55 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 72.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. It's interesting what you were saying. Now, let me know what you think. Yes, Some more.
They kept on talking about how they joked about it. But they were kind of serious that Trump's going to be the vacuum that just sucks the life out of the Republican Party. The sad thing about that is the Republican Party, they do have some good candidates. You know, I can name a bunch of them from Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, however you say his name. There's a whole bunch of them. And the only guy that I would say that, okay, this is going to be interesting is Chris Christie, because I don't trust him completely, but he's throwing, you know, knockout blows at Trump right now. So they admit it. It's just a three-ring circus, but joking about it. But they said they don't have much of a chance. Here's the key. Biden has got a lot done, and we can name the bills. We can name what he did. And then they try to roll back all this stuff. They talk about big government, but they're trying to control a woman's body. They want to set us back in affirmative action and education. How do you – you can't lose to that. That's just my – but you got to listen to those guys. It's painful. It's like rubbing salt in the wound. But you got to listen to them, because you can't beat them if you don't understand them. But thanks a lot, Matt. Have a great day.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent call. I'm a huge fan of Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, largely because they stand up for our democracy, just like Brian Hagedorn on the Supreme Court. You can disagree with other things that they stand for, but they stand up for our democracy. My recollections of, and I was a kid at the time, obviously, going back to Dwight Eisenhower as the president, he was center right. I mean, he sent troops down to the South to integrate schools. He was a civil rights president. And then you get over the next 60 years or so, and we are where we are right now. Who are the Dwight Eisenhowers, the Lee Dreyfuses right now? I mean, who are they? Well, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. I mean, they're very few. Chris Christie is an interesting guy only from this perspective. He was the governor of New Jersey, and he is center right. You know, governor of New Jersey can't get away with a lot of stuff. The problem, there are two problems with him. One is he had that problem with the bridge where he deliberately shut down the bridge to put pressure on a Democratic mayor for not supporting him in a governor race. And then it backfired on him, and there was a big investigation. And number two, frankly, in the Republican Party, yeah, he's taking pot shots against Trump, and they're funny, and I agree with a lot of them. But that said, and sadly, that is not where the Republican base is right now. And, you know, the two guys that could take on Trump are DeSantis and Mike Pence, and they're inept. They're unlikable. I mean, they're strange and crazy. A guy like Mike Pence, you know, look, if I'm vice president and the president goes, let's hang Matt Flynn, let's build a gallows. Am I going to suck up to the guy? I'm going to say, no, he should be in jail. I'm not putting up with that. If Pence had even said, but Pence sucked up to him. And then you have a guy like DeSantis, who is going out of his way to screw it up. I mean, he originally, believe it or not, was a friend of Paul Ryan, supporter of Paul Ryan, was a moderate Republican. But he, you know, he has no character at all. And he thinks, okay, I got to out-Trump Trump. Well, you can't out-Trump Trump. You can't out-crazy crazy. You can't do it. And instead of just saying, hey, this is where I'm going to take the Republican Party, he's trying to be Trump light. Well, you know, that's not going to work. So my own feeling, and I'll leave you with this on that issue. If things keep going the way they are, unless Jack Smith indicts Trump in New Jersey or in Washington, D.C. for fomenting the insurrection and then fast tracks that litigation and things start to bubble up and people get the idea, he could end up as a nominee. And if he is the nominee, it's imperative that Joe Biden beat him. Joe Biden is one of the best foreign policy presidents we've had since Franklin Roosevelt. I mean, he really is. And he is holding NATO together. He's holding our Pacific alliances together. He's terrific. And on infrastructure, hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure, he has a hostile legislature against him. And he's mad to push this stuff through with 50 votes and bring in Kamala Harris in to break the tie. I mean, masterful, because he was in the Senate since 1972. That's why he's so masterful. Well, so if these clowns on the other side, as Bill says, are skeptical about their ability to win, I'm delighted to hear it. But I don't like to take chances. I don't like to take chances. Things can take a bad bounce. We got to work very hard. Well, there's a great development happened. Jamie Raskin, whom I like quite a bit. He's a congressman from Maryland. He's the ranking member, they call it, of the Oversight Committee in the House. You have a chairman, and then the head guy on the other side is called the ranking member. He blasted James Comer, I should say, Republican of Kentucky, who's a huge clown, anti-democracy clown, for being compromised by China. And he's right. This clown, James Comer, remember, he held a press conference a few months ago, and he goes, we have a secret witness who has fingered Joe Biden, says he's crooked, Hunter Biden's crooked. We're going to bring him out. Then a few weeks later, he goes, the guy disappeared. But, you know, he's a spy type of guy, and, you know, he'll certainly surface. Well, turns out the guy he was referring to was indicted in the Southern District of New York for being a Chinese spy and an arms dealer. James Comer is so stupid, quite frankly. He's been compromised by a Chinese spy who come to him and say, listen, Joe Biden took money. They don't want Joe Biden as president, the Chinese, because he stands up to him. He knows how to stand up to him. And he puts together a mini NATO in the Pacific with the Japanese, with the Australians, with the Vietnamese, the Filipinos, the South Koreans, and they contain China. So James Comer comes burping and yawning out of Kentucky, and he goes, well, we have a secret guy who can put the finger on Joe Biden. Turns out the secret guy is a Chinese foreign agent, has been indicted in the United States federally, and they're not letting him out of jail when they get him. The problem is his name is Gail Luft. He was in Cyprus. He was arrested in Cyprus. They give you bail no matter what. The guy disappears. Now we're on the hunt for him. This is the guy that James Comer had put all his great store in. This is the guy. James Comer is dumber than Eric Trump, believe me. This guy goes, Chinese spy. I mean, I can't believe it. And then, you know, I say to James Comer, hey, James, Jared Kushner took $2 billion from the Saudi Arabians and they're taking over our professional golf. What about that? Oh, that's nothing. That's nothing, he says, that's nothing. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. To be on your own, with no direction home, like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone. We'll be right back.
1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.